Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You guys,
Bad Friends is finally going to do the best live stream.
The best live stream
that's
show
ever been done. You think that Trash Tuesday had a good one? You think that fucking Bert Kreischer had a good one? Segura and the House
stinks.
They stink, man.
We're doing
this
a live
is the
stream
one.
Show.
Right?
When is it, Bobby? When is it?
It's going to be Tuesday, June 28th at 6 p.m. PST.
Tuesday, June 28th, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Get your tickets at momenthouse.com/badfriends. There is an early bird special for the first 48 hours, so get your tickets right now at momenthouse.com/badfriends.
We have so many surprises. We can't say what they are, but we have a bunch of stuff planned, and someone's going to be on the show that you've never seen before. Get your tickets right now. Early bird special, momenthouse.com/badfriends.
What up, bad friends? I'm at this shithole Hawaii, but I'll be in New Jersey this weekend and Niagara Falls. AndrewSantino.com. AndrewSantino.com. Be a bad friend. Come see your boy. Jersey, Niagara, New York. Let's go.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Rudy Jules.
Hi, Andrew.
What's it like to eat with this guy? What does it feel like to watch him eat food?
All you hear is like a pig
trying to
eat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You had food on your face when I came in. It was like in your mustache.
It's never leaving.
You know, Giannis, it's so funny that I felt like I'd bend over backwards for you for this. And then you attacked me.
I know, I attacked you. By bending over backwards, you mean having me come here at midnight. I really appreciate the accommodation.
Yeah.
You're like, you available at 11? 11:30, 11:45. How about 3 in the morning?
You know what this coward did? He called me and literally go, or I called him, because Fancy was like, Andrew, he can't do the podcast at the time of the day, he's going to be at midnight. And I was like, oh my God, are we going to have to reschedule this thing? And this guy, literally, I call him and I go, what's the deal? And he goes, I could still do it at midnight. But will you see? And then he goes, will you call Giannis? I go, you call Giannis. You're the one changing the time.
Right.
You call him.
Right. Okay. But Carlos and Andreas, remember when we talked about the LAX?
This is the guy.
That's the guy at LAX.
Oh my God, did he kill himself?
No, he was sleeping.
And that was right when we were landing.
Oh.
And it shut down.
That's you.
Yeah.
Wait, did he jump?
No, he didn't jump. He was just sleeping.
Either do it or don't do it. Yeah. Come on,
no,
dude.
I like that. That's emo.
You shouldn't have to.
He's emoing it out. He wants the attention.
Help.
Yeah. Help. He's listening to Dashboard Confessional.
You shouldn't have to donate like police resources to that. Just like go like, all right, do it or not.
Yeah.
You haven't done anything. It's like when Chris Hansen comes over, it's like, you arrested me. I haven't done anything. What's all the fucking...
Well, let me ask you something about Chris Hansen.
How much do you like pizza with young people?
the way he broaches the questions are always so funny. I've seen a few where the guys don't even lie.
Yeah.
Where he's like,
you got me.
You know why I'm here. And he's like, I sure do. You guys got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is there a chance that one guy is just...
He just wants to eat pizza?
He really wanted to be their friend. He's like, I saw her online and she was lost and I just wanted to be her friend. That's why I came over. There's got to be one guy.
They always try that and then he pulls out the transcript.
Yeah.
And you see their face change.
The text messages are insane.
They're like, oh, I didn't know you had that. Yeah. Because it says here, I want to fuck your kitty cat, young pussy. Is that you? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you, yeah. Are you Hulk Dude 27? Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Did you ever see that? Old, there was an old, like, synagogue Orthodox Jewish man.
Careful.
Yeah.
Why? I can't say that.
Oh, boy, you're stepping on something. Nice. Yeah.
And he sees the camera comes out, and you could see his whole life flash before his eyes. No, please don't. Oh, please, yes. Please don't. Please don't. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean? I have a business, and I, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People at church, and please. You know what I mean? It was yeah. such so.
You watch them crumble. It's fun to watch people crumble.
You know what
on
we're talking about?
Television.
No.
It was a show called
To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
And they would set up these sting operations where they would get find pedos.
And this is the guy. He's like, hi, I'm Chris Hansen. And he kind of talked very slow. You know what's so funny? I never understood the title To Catch a Predator. Just what about catching predators?
Catching a predator.
Yeah. It was so formal. It's like an answer in Jeopardy.
Yeah. There's a bunch of like these shows now that are on YouTube that are like imitation shows.
Renegade group.
Yeah, there's
it's
a bunch.
Wild.
Of them.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me.
There's about like a group of renegade guys that do this. There's a nonprofit that they run that does this independently without the help of the police.
Mm.
And then what they do is then they compile all this information, they bust them locally somewhere, and then they try to get the police to go there. I don't know what the name would be of this.
There's a few of them. One of them, my old producer, when I first started doing Long Days, he was a cameraman for it. And it's just this guy in Jersey, and he catches these guys, and none of them speak English. They're like Mexican guys that live in Jersey.
Whoa. Evaldi, Texas. Come on.
Evaldi. Yeah, I'm sorry.
My God.
Easy, dude.
And he makes them call their wives and tell them.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
It's fun to watch.
That's wild.
You said, yeah.
But you know what? They're in Spanish, so you don't know what they're saying. I'm going to the store. I'll be home in 15 minutes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible to do.
To fuck it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad.
It's fucking terrible, right? Mm. It's can I just say that out loud?
Yeah, what the
it's
fuck?
Fucking terrible, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know.
But it's like? Is there a but? It's like?
There should be no but after that statement.
I know.
There's no qualifiers.
I know, but.
What?
I'm just saying, if I had a daughter, right, I don't think that she would be coerced into a situation like that.
She'd be all smart. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's our time. Thank you guys so much for coming. I like how you think you're the pinnacle of like well-to-do knowledge, street knowledge that you it would transfer to your youth and they would never put themselves in a harmful situation.
Yeah. Oh no, bro, and that's offensive what you're just saying.
Yeah.
You're saying to me
is you're an idiot.
No. That's very offensive what you're saying. Right
it's
now.
A fact.
I'll tell you what the offense is.
Go ahead.
The offense is that you think that I'm going to bring any of my garbage into parenting?
Yes.
No, I'm changing my shit, bro.
Oh, really,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, I'm waking up at 8.
Fuck
I'm
going to
get the formula AD.
There's one reason
isn't
you're waking
formula
up at 8.
That you got to feed them?
I think if you had a baby, your baby would think like breakfast was at 4 p.m. Her friends would be like, I'm having breakfast. You're like, what? You're eating at night?
Yeah.
It's my daddy's nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We play. You know what? Instead of playing Stardew Valley, we'd do a co-op farm.
That's cute.
That's cute, right?
Do a little SimCity
we
together.
Do
a build
Sim
a little
City
town.
Co-op farm, right? But I'm not going to bring any of my garbage into the fucking parenting.
Ironically, we have a child of yours here in the studio right now. What's it like being raised by Bobby?
I met him 4 times. That's another thing is you'd have to be present to raise a kid. You're on the road all
the time. Yeah, we don't really talk. I don't talk to Tito Bobby. Like, in the house, he just goes.
It's so fucked.
Don't cut her off.
Bullshit. What the fuck
he
are you
just
doing?
Goes downstairs
you don't
want to
eat, huh?
And play
you like
for
food, bitch?
Hours,
hey.
And we don't talk.
Sorry.
We don't.
The bed, Tempur-Pedic. Who bought it? Papa. All right? You have not. What?
You used to call it Appa?
Papa.
Oh, Papa.
Yeah, Appa's dad, too.
Appa.
Is Appa
Korean
for daddy?
Yeah,
Appa.
Be honest with me.
Not daddy.
Who's the one that doesn't talk?
You.
Oh, so you're...
She's like, you don't talk
so
unless
you're
it's
the
monetized.
One, so what you're saying to me... Okay, you know what? That I'm glad you said that. Because tomorrow, we're going to have a talk fest.
A talk fest?
Yeah, you and I are going to sit across from the kitchen table, and we're going to do a 4-hour session.
Boy, are you going to regret that whole fucking thing you just
all right?
said.
You're not going to do that.
Oh, I am going to do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, really? You know, your attitude is fucking... Okay.
Side note, couple of great things I want to talk to you about. Cried in the movie theater. Not kidding. For a full 10 minutes.
With what movie?
Because it's the greatest film that should win multiple Oscars, and it's in theaters right now.
Doctor Strange.
Everything. Everywhere. All at once.
All at once. I heard it's great.
Is unequivocal. Have you seen?
No.
My dog. I'm not kidding when I say this. It's the greatest movie I've seen in your creative, beautiful. It's a fucking spectacle. And it's
whoa! You didn't tell me it was an Asian movie.
You can I tell you something?
Michelle Yao, she happens to be Asian. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it as well.
Oh, okay, then I'll watch.
No, but there,
it's a mixed thing.
No. There is. It's mostly Asians. Yeah.
Is it in Asian language?
No. Hey, fuckface.
I'm just
Michelle
saying.
Yao speaks English.
Okay.
No. But yeah, the first half is in Chinese.
So you got to read subtitles.
All
right.
And it's in Chinese in the first, and all the subtitles say like, obey China, like over and over and over. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
what I do want to say about this movie, genuinely from the bottom of my heart,
yeah,
she is so fucking talented to a level that is, it will break your soul. Our parents are in a different generation. And I was trying to explain this because, look, what you're seeing there is in another dimension. There's a lot of the metaphysical transformation in this that deals with the real world and also this interdimensional world of like who you are in other lifetimes. But it's representing the problems that they're dealing with in our current life, and the whimsy again in films. You're like, this is what weirdo movies used to be like, where they did crazy shit and you were like, oh.
Sounds like some art house shit to me. I want to see some fucking explosions. I want to see
this
some
has all
superheroes. You and I do. We're Predator guys, huh?
Yeah.
Is Schwarzenegger in it?
Yes. You guys are definitely both Predators. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you
for
a second?
So they stole it from the multiverse thing that Marvel was doing.
Okay.
Wait, let me ask you that. Is
Spider-Man? I'm out here trying to support Asians.
Is Spider-Man in it?
Isn't it Asian month? Isn't this is AAPI month? Or it's AP plus, or it's C++, whichever math that they do.
No, it
Asian
is
American
month.
Pacific Islander, May 1st to May 31st. It is the fucking month of your people, and here you are fucking me off on an all Asian casted film. Fuck you, you fucking shit Korean. You're a shit Korean,
self hating Korean. You really are
piece of shit.
I really want to watch it.
Yeah,
you should, because you know what? Let me say to my camera, I love Asians. My heart grows thicker as I've done this podcast with all my Asian people. And Bobby has diverted away from becoming whole with the community. So accept me, remove him.
He's not an Uncle Tom. He's an Uncle Pentang.
It's Uncle Tang.
Uncle Tang.
You're an Uncle Tang and you know it.
Yeah.
Listen here, Uncle Wong. Listen,
that's just like Asian Appreciation Month, whatever, for nobody to know about it, because Asians are very demure. They don't make a lot of...
But Stop Asian Hate, they were loud about that one. Who did that? Was that the whites?
That was the whites that did
that. Yeah, the whites
did it. If the Asians did it, it would have been a lot...
Could you think we could do a Stop White Hate?
Yeah, let's start it now.
My question was Stop Asian Hate. Why didn't they just use their karate?
You know what they did? As you take that off and have the most Asian hair behind your head.
Yeah. Looks like you were in karate slippers with that hair. Yeah.
It was funny how Black Lives Matter was a big campaign that was moving heavily.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, Stop Asian Hate just...
What about me?
Snuck in like a ninja in the middle of the night. Get out of here, BLM.
Yeah.
But you know what? We want everyone to be treated equally, including Rudy's. Including people from the islands.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Giannis, you know, growing up, did you hook up with Asian girls?
It's a big no.
Yeah, I paused. Name. I have hooked up with a few. Yes,
full or half?
A couple of full.
What kind?
Short.
What kind of Asian?
Yeah. What kind of Asians?
Oh, I didn't.
You don't get that far.
I didn't get that far. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember a last name? We can blank it because we can figure out with the last name or the first name because he's.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
He's pretty good.
It was either a Chan or a Chow or
Chinese.
Yeah, that's both Chinese.
Yeah.
And why didn't it work out?
You know. Different cultures, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Why don't you say
it? We were in different tracks.
That sideways vagina fucks you up every time.
Yeah, that does. And we were in different tracks in school. I had to go to the slow class and she went to like the special. She was, you know, I was in the special. I was in the low track.
Uh-huh.
And she was in the all Asian track.
Right.
Were you held back in school for real?
I was stupid. I wasn't Asian. Which, by the way, I went to my brother-in-law's graduation. He's going to be a doctor. There is no diversity in those smart schools. I remember the non-Asian names. Congratulations, Sharifa and Kelly Constantino. Everything else was just one name after another. You know, Kelly Tang, Chow. Right. It was just like, Asians are crushing it, dude. Whatever the parents are doing at home, making you sleep outside.
They're physically abusing them?
Yeah.
They're bullying them into doing well, otherwise they'll punish them for the rest of their lives relationship-wise?
Yeah.
That movie kind of has a lot of that in that. It has like a Chinese immigrant family who is disappointed in their daughter, and they don't even live up to their own expectations.
Yeah, and all we have is like fucking Gary Vee going like, grind. We're like, that doesn't work. I need to be hit and be told to stay outside, and my parents need to have come here with 3 cents in their pocket, and that's the reason I'll work
that
hard.
That guy.
Yeah.
That's enough of that guy.
And you know what's great about that movie too is...
Dude, you know what you have to fucking do? Sell your shoes. Sell your fucking shoes off your feet. And fucking then you start a business. Yeah.
That guy's so fucking annoying. I can't get rid of this guy. Yeah. I mean, God bless the work he's trying to do. I get it. But he's just what's going on? You didn't take your pants off?
I have to fart. Is that part of the mic?
Yeah.
It's your mic. I don't give a shit.
Gary V.
Sometimes I wonder why the show is taking a dive, and then I'm reminded by a wet fart into the microphone at midnight.
But you know what's great about the movie too is that it's a return of Data or Short Round from Indiana Jones. He's in the movie.
Correct. You know who else is in there?
Who?
The older guy, James Hong. James Hong. James Hong. Yeah. James Hong. Wait, yeah, James Hong. Got it right.
Yeah,
he is so good. Ugh. This Stephanie Soo, though, the young girl that plays the daughter. So dope.
Yeah, I want to watch it. Everyone's telling me to watch it. Yeah,
it's so good, dude. Honestly,
my whole thing was because
A24 doesn't miss.
They fucking can't.
They don't fucking miss. Yeah.
And you're on an A24 show too.
I am on an A24 show. Well, I'm not on it. I'm a guest star on a fucking A24.
Yeah, he's on it.
Oh,
yeah, he's on an A24.
Now I know why you like this movie so much. Nice.
I'm surrounded by Asians, dude.
Cross promo.
A couple of months with Ali Wong, and you just can't. You know what I mean? You really get sucked into the people.
Yeah, they're good people.
I mean, also, by the way, let's say our peace, God bless, one of the greats of all time passed away this morning.
Oh, Ray Liotta. Oh, my God.
What the fuck, man? Do you know he died in his schlept? So would you want to die in your sleep? I think about that. I was talking to my buddy Scott today, and we were together, and we were chatting about it, and he was like, yeah, he died in his sleep. And he goes, I guess it's a pretty good way. I want to be awake when I die.
You do?
Why?
Because I want to know it's real, because otherwise, if you die in your sleep, what is that? Who knows if you ever know?
That's the best way.
That's the best way, not knowing. Not I don't know the horror of knowing I'm dying.
Yeah. You're going to die. I'd rather see it happen and go, I'm dying. I want to know.
Oh, I thought you meant you'd rather see him dying so you could.
You know I'm going to watch this guy die.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to call me.
Yeah.
Freaking she's going to call. Tito Andrew, Bobby is not doing so well. And then you know I'm full speed in my
you're
car.
Like, I want to see it. I want to see it.
Valet the car, get up there. Bobby's like, the only person that came to see me. I'm like, I know, baby boy. And I rub your little Korean head, and I rub you as you slowly pass away, and no one's there. It's just me and you in the room. And the moment that you pass away, what do?
Start filming and put it on the
start
podcast.
Start filming it. You gotta monetize it.
Yeah.
The moment you die, I do what you did to your dad. I take a selfie with your dead body.
Be huge, dude.
You know that this guy took a selfie with his dad the moment after he died.
That wasn't my fault, though. My mom goes, selfie.
You took the picture.
I know, but she was like, selfie now.
Yeah, but you could have gone, no.
It's my mom. She's in grief.
You were amped.
Did smile.
You smiled.
I did smile. Yeah,
in
yeah.
the photo, he's like, hey.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a moment you want
to I think, Giannis, you're right. Because if you go to sleep and then you're just dead, the trauma of knowing you're going to die is not there.
Yes.
I just think I want to know what's going to... What do you want, Rudy? Do you want to see yourself? Because I want to know this is it, this is the end, and I kind of would feel at peace like, okay, this is it. But in your sleep, how do you know? You could be skipping lives and...
Why do you want to know, though?
Happening anyway. It's undeniable.
Yeah, but what do you want to... Like, you want to get your affairs in order in that moment? Like, what's
I just want to, like... I want to see... You know, I want to know what the last piece of time is for me on the earth. I want to see it instead of being in a dream state. I also sleep poorly.
Orgasm. Right? I want to die when I'm having an orgasm, not in my sleep.
Okay.
Right? I'm looking at the girl's eyes.
Girl's eyes.
Kalila.
A girl's eyes.
My girl's eyes.
A girl's eyes.
The one that I'm seeing is what I meant to say.
You could, I mean, who knows?
Who knows, right? Any girl's eyes.
What are you looking up porno? What are you doing over there now?
Yeah, but I mean,
typed in fatal.
Yeah, that's what you want, but you're not taking into account what she may wants.
No, but that's
she doesn't want a corpse on top.
But that's
of
what
her.
I want.
So she's gonna just like
I want to leave a mark. You know what I mean? She needs to go to therapy.
Right.
Right. It's gonna scar her.
It will.
Right. I'll leave a little mark.
Yeah.
Right.
She already has a corpse when he's on top of her. That's like he fishes all around. Right. He flop fishes all around anyway.
She goes, Bobby, are you alive? Yeah, I'm still here.
You can dive via orgasm.
I don't fuck good.
I know you don't, buddy.
You're right. I don't fuck up.
Neither do I, dude. I don't think... Do you? I mean, I don't
fine.
Good.
I think it's
yeah,
fine.
I'm not good.
Well, I'm certainly not like skilled.
I started watching this guy Owen Gray, who like women love. It's like the, yeah, let's see that.
Yeah.
So all women, all straight women used to watch lesbian porn because it was softer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until Owen Gray came into the picture and changed the fucking game. And he makes them come over and over and over again. And I started watching this guy. I'm like, oh my God, dude, we are all underperforming.
I got to tell you something. I've seen this guy.
He fucks women good.
The tatted up guy.
Right?
Skinny tatted up guy.
And like, oh, yes.
He's amazing.
He's
seen him.
He's got a scar on his chest. And he holds like a massage thing on their clit. And he bangs them. And he
is he a porn star?
Yes.
He's like a women. He's more than a porn star. He's like a female hero.
Rudy, go ahead. You're nodding. Go ahead and speak up.
Yeah. You saw his movies?
Of course she has.
Yeah, his movies.
You see his penis going to vagina?
Yeah.
That's what a porno is, bud.
I know, but why are you watching porn like that?
Because she's a grown-up. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know, but she... You're right.
I thought she was his daughter, though.
She kind of is my daughter, though.
It's your niece. It's his niece by proxy, but she's 20 years old. You'll be 21.
Oh, yeah.
When are you 21?
November.
Yeah, she's a fucking grown-up. She's our daughter.
Yeah.
But also, you know she's watching all this bullshit. What are you going to... I mean, that's like whenever you think... What were you doing when you were way younger than her? You were a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
You were a piece of shit.
I was a pile of shit,
yeah. Dude. So let her fucking watch Owen Gray do his dance.
Yeah.
You liked it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is his penis long?
Yeah.
No, he's the only porn star with a really short
penis. Jesus Christ.
His penis is long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it girthy?
Yeah, it's magical.
It's got a Gandalf vibe. It's got a wizardry.
Now, this is interesting because he's a white and you don't like whites.
I think him and Harry Styles is the one.
Two whites. Yeah. That's all we get. Yeah.
They transcend.
So if he wanted to make love to you, you would let him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got two whites on the board. We should have a board back here that says whites that could bone Rudy.
Yeah.
Okay. Because honestly, that's only the two whites you've ever named that you're okay with.
He does like, it's like a social service for women when you watch it. It's like he's just taking care of them.
It kind of scares me a little
bit. Yeah, they're
just
like
multiple. So good.
They're vibrating. They're like, they're going nuts. He's like just making them come. And I'm just watching it going like, I don't do any of that.
Well, I don't even watch and masturbate. I just watch and take notes. I just learn a little bit.
Yeah.
You've never made a woman come?
I have, but it's like.
By accident. I've done it by accident.
I've done it like a few times. I can count. I can remember them.
Are you guys both being serious?
Yeah.
You don't try. That's not.
I've tried.
You do it all the time?
Every time.
What are you, gay?
Like, the girls always roll their eyes.
But that's because they're like,
are
you done?
Yeah. And then they maybe ask, like, I did it. Okay, let's go.
Not every time if you're like you're just like hooking up with someone when you're single, but like the person that you're married to or with, yeah, dude, you got to make them come.
Really?
Yeah, if you're like,
DoorDash.
Hey, man.
Hey.
When you were in Florida and you needed to order something.
DoorDash every second of any day, dude. DoorDash
every second of the day. What do you need? You can get it. Deodorant.
Snacks.
Toothpaste.
Drinks.
Food.
Household essentials.
I mean, whatever you want. You want Chinese food? You want pizza? Whatever you got.
Yeah, yeah. Froyo.
Oh, you love Froyo. Yeah.
DoorDash connects you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door. And now you can get the grocery essentials you need with DoorDash, too. Get drinks, snacks, and other household items delivered in under an hour.
They got over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. You can support your neighborhood go-tos, okay? Or choose from your favorite national restaurant chains like Whataburger. Popeye's Chipotle Cheesecake Factory. For a limited time, our listeners are going to get 25% off and zero delivery fees on the first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app at the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2022.
That's 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BADFRIENDS2022.
Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2022 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash, subject to change. Terms apply.
BetterHelp! I love BetterHelp. I use BetterHelp. Yep. Life can be overwhelming, Andrew, and many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, irritability, fatigue, and more. We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burnout.
And BetterHelp is online therapy, and they want you to prioritize yourself. Look, we both have burnt ourselves out working on multiple shows and shooting and stand-up and touring. And if you don't take time for yourself, the old noggin's going to crack at some point. And BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions to your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone if you don't want to. It's very easy. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy.
During the pandemic and during the quarantine and stuff, I mean, without BetterHelp, I would have lost my mind. It really did help me, and I still continue to use it. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
That's better, HELP.com/badfriends.
10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Yeah. That was a genuine really.
You and I are really? Similar in many ways.
Yeah. Really? Every time?
Yeah.
Okay, look, almost every time. It has to be a priority for sure.
Okay, let's say teach us. So yeah. We're in a class. We signed up. We're in New York. We're two guys that can't make girls come. Mm-hmm. You're Andrew Salvador Santino.
Yeah. Salvador Santino.
All right. And we take your class.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bob, and this is Giannis.
Okay, Asian guy. Okay, Greek boy.
I'll be cheating off of him.
Okay.
Yes. So what? Give us some notes.
Do you have any black friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy
yeah.
friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call them over to fuck your girl. Class dismissed.
Wow.
You cuck okay. your way.
Yeah.
You're going to have to cuck your way because you're not willing to put in the effort.
That's so fucking... First of all, let me say something. Right
the
now.
Only thing you're putting effort into was how the way you ate that double-double before we started the show. Okay, you fucking right murdered that animal
Andrew,
style. If you ate pussy the way you ate In-N-Out burgers, you'd make her cum.
Listen.
You little Asian rat with a...
Okay, I did all this for comedy's sake, right?
This whole show is for comedy's sake.
I know. What my point is that I've made many of the women's cums. Okay.
Sure.
I have.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I can do this. I cook. Do this.
Cook?
What are you doing, dude? It's like you're playing with her.
Come here. Come here, woman.
You're like looking at a wet booger. Does this work?
Plug your ears, right?
Yeah. Get over here. Get over here.
I right did this to her.
Right. So I stick it in, right? I hook, right?
Hook and pull.
You hook and pull, right?
Flood City.
And then the clit, right? I've done all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they've gone all wild.
Yeah.
Okay?
They get all hog wild?
They have.
And okay. The mustache is like a clit tickler. That helps.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That's why you even have it, my friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done other things as well. What are the moves that you do?
I try to do the hook and pull.
I do the hook and pull.
The hook and pull. Yeah. You know, try to get them to square. And then until they go, why are you doing that? Why are you furiously doing that? And I go, I started a movie. And they go, that's not, it's too hard. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Stop it. And then I stop. And then I stop it.
You just got.
No, you have to stop.
You got to hit him a few times with an elbow.
Yeah.
Bam. Boom. Right.
Right.
Boom.
Right
in the neck. You got it. Get him in the neck. That's how you get him good. And then they everywhere. You know.
Oh, you got to hit him. You got to hit him in the neck.
You got to forearm him. Boom. Right in the neck.
You have to put a warning on that part. That goes, do not do that.
I have a question.
There's some kid watching now going, that's what I got to do.
I knew it.
I knew.
Do you guys do this? And I'm embarrassed. But do you ever go like when you're doing it and you're about to come?
Yeah.
But you don't want to. So I always go, I gotta stop right now for a second.
Hold on.
I'll pull out and I'll just kind of lay on the side of the bed and regroup.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that? Because I've done it.
Yeah. I did it when I was younger. Now I'm like trying to come.
You got to get out of there.
Yeah.
You got somewhere to go.
Oh.
This guy's got appointments. So he's got stuff going on.
And also like I've just chafed down the nerves of my dick so much with masturbation that like... It's like, I need more, dude.
Yeah.
I get that.
I need my wife to tell her.
I still do that.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
That means that you're still enjoying it.
Yeah.
And it's so much so that you're ready to go so fast.
Remember the first time you did it? You go, I came. It was just like right when you had it, I came.
I lied.
Yeah.
I lied.
Oh, you would?
I lied and pretended. And she was like, did you already? I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me, and that's my girlfriend in high school got pregnant, and we had the baby.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. I just didn't know what I was supposed to say there, because we got
a schmorschmorschman?
We got it. Yeah, we got a schmorschmorschman.
Well, you're pro-life.
Did you pay for it?
Pro-choice.
My dad paid for it.
Your dad got involved.
I had to like take him to BBQs and tell him. It's a weird convo. I was like, Dad, I got to go pregnant, and he gave me $700.
But did he yell at you?
What's BBQs?
BBQs is that like you don't have BBQs out here?
I've never heard of that in my life.
It's
barbecue?
Like a barbecue restaurant, like a chain.
I never heard of BBQ.
We don't know BBQ.
That is frequented by a lot of people who are not white.
When you said BBQ, when you said I talked to my dad and I had to tell him about the abortion at BBQ's, I thought that was an abortion clinic. I was like, BBQ's is a weird.
Come on in, BBQ.
Come on and skewer that baby right out of here. We'll roast up that little baby right out of here. Yeah. Roast him, toast him, spit fire, and ghost him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to BBQ's abortion clinic. I'm Big Mac. Yes. No, but you know what? You did what you guys had to do.
I mean, we were young. It was, I think it was only a couple minutes that she knew she was pregnant. I'm just trying to make everyone happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very hot button issue right now.
I know. Yeah.
I'm not even sure if it happened. It might have been a dream.
Yeah, it might have been a fever dream.
It might have been a fever dream. I'm not even sure if it happened.
No, you know what?
Was he concerned, your dad? Was he like, son, I told you the rules and I'm pulling out.
Did he do the whole like?
No, I think he just continued watching the game and just handed me a couple belts. I think I remember him just going at his wallet and going like that.
He's like, how much is it? Get the fuck out of here.
He was like happy that it works. He was just happy I was having sex with girls.
Oh, right.
Did he think otherwise?
Well, my oldest brother's gay, so I think he was hoping for one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
hope for
I
one
see.
To carry the.
Is your older brother married?
No. He's fucking having a blast.
Yeah, he's just a
but
fucking,
did he
yeah.
did he come out early in life then?
No.
But your dad kind of already knew he was?
Everyone knew. He just did. We didn't talk about it. That's how it worked when you had like older parents. It just wasn't.
Well, you have immigrant parents too, so it's even harder, right?
Yeah.
That's a different. That's just.
But did you pull your brother's? I know your secret.
Well, it wasn't a secret.
I know that you.
I could just tell by the way he dressed.
Oh,
just nice. Yeah. He was dressed well.
Ah.
You know? So, but honestly, was there a moment that he said to you, Giannis, I want to talk to you about something? Or
yeah, like I went in his room and he was like, the two guys were blowing each other. I was like, I get it now. It's a moment. He could, yeah.
Did you really catch? Did you really catch
no,
him doing
no,
something?
No, we didn't catch.
But a piece of me thinks you did.
Yeah. But no, we didn't.
Wait, is that the brother that's famous? Don't you have a political brother or like?
Yeah, but he's not famous.
To me, I've seen on TV, I think.
No.
How do I know your brother?
Because of him. You know him.
Well,
right now
I'm curious about how you know my brother.
No.
How do you know my brother, Bobby?
Honestly, no, I know your brother from some politics
thing. From Grindr, it sounds like.
No, what does your brother do? What does your brother do?
Other guys.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he does other guys, exactly.
So you don't have a brother that is semi-famous in politics.
No, I wouldn't call him semi-famous. No,
what does he do?
He was in politics. He worked for
that's
Obama,
how I know him.
Obama and Clinton administration.
That's how I know him. Yeah, that's how I know him.
What do you mean? That's how you know him? Like did you work on
I
the campaign?
I sucked his dick on. I made him on Grindr. I mean,
either you sucked his dick or you worked on the campaign. Yeah, that's the only way you didn't know him. Yeah.
No, there was. I swear to God, I saw a documentary or something with him in it, or I don't know.
He was definitely not in a documentary.
Are you sure?
Not 100% sure.
Yeah. Just let him have this one at this
I'll
point.
I'll let him have it. Yeah, he was in a documentary.
Yeah, there it is.
He was in that documentary.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me ask you something.
I do
it
that
was The Last Dance.
I do that to him all the time.
Yeah.
At some point, he'll think something is real. But it's not real.
I should have just been going with it.
Well, at some point, Giannis, I go, yes, Bobby. Yeah, he was.
Giannis, I swear to God, right? For some reason or another, I knew who your brother was, and I knew that he was involved in politics, and I know what he looks like. So how was that possible?
Because you Googled me, maybe.
Yeah,
you might have looked at my Wikipedia page. Yeah, before I came over, you're like, "Who is this fucking guy again?"
Well, that's what I did.
That's what it was. Yeah,
yeah.
Have you ever gone out partying with your brother, like at a gay nightclub?
No, but recently I did go to his birthday, and it was like all his gay friends were there, and they party different, man.
Yeah, they party hard.
You open the door, they're naked, they're doing poppers.
Yeah,
and it's just a different vibe.
See, gay guys still do drugs. We don't do drugs anymore.
They're just like, oh, they're having a great time.
Yes. Yeah, because there's no kids. There's no fucking. Everyone's got a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if us three were gay.
If, huh?
Yeah, if we were gay.
I could do it.
I know. We would have so much fun.
So much fun.
I mean, we'd be like.
Some would argue it's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I know, but and like, we could do the pod.
Yeah.
Right? And. But before and after, and it would be like not an emotional thing.
Is that your gay voice?
No.
No, he's just, he's letting it
I'm
take
just
over.
I'm just talking.
He's just letting it happen.
Yeah, but it's like, it wouldn't be an emotional thing. We just fuck.
Yeah.
Here's my gay voice.
Okay.
Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, hey, Bob. I'd be real low and smooth.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Bob.
What would mine be?
Real femme.
Hey. Like that?
No, you'd be like a little Japanese girl.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah. That I like you like that.
I suck now.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, keep talking. Yeah. Keep talking. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do Train.
Oh, let me call my buddies.
You know, you know that new movie Brad Pitt doing in the Train?
Yeah.
Is that for you?
And then,
Rudy, do you like Tito like that?
No. Why not go all the way? I'll just be like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me that. Yeah. Just be like hungry for cock all the time.
Yeah.
Be like a mixture of like Harvey Weinstein, Tim Dalton. Cock, cock, cock.
Yeah. But we would talk like this amongst ourselves, but in the business place, we'd tone it down, right?
For sure.
Yeah. I cannot do this in the business place.
Yeah, you can.
I can.
That's hot. We could sell so many shows like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to call CBS right now.
Did you see the cappuccino?
Could I be working at a coffee shop?
Yeah, you would.
When's someone going to make a show about three guys who choose to be gay? I think in order to pitch a show,
there was
like
a,
just
was
go, we're gay, and we just become gay. You can become gay, right? You don't have to be born gay. Now that they've like sufficiently proven that you're born gay, does that mean you can't choose it? You can still choose it, right?
Sure, of course you can.
Like, you can just go, hey, you know what? I'm gonna start fucking guys and be gay.
That's an interesting perspective, because you can choose anything you want.
Yeah.
They've proven that it's you are born gay, but then at some point, if you're like, sick of this pussy.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this
pussy. Or not even if you're not. You're just like, you know what? I want to try something. I want to do it. I want to be a gay guy.
No. Yeah.
It's like that white girl from Washington who was the leader of the NAACP, but she was saying
Rachel Dolezal?
Exactly.
Yeah, and now, but she's really... white.
Yeah, but she still insists that she's black.
But you know what's
black.
Funny? She feels black, though.
She feels black.
But the black community kind of is okay with her.
They kind of...
That looks like my sister on the left. That's like anybody I grew up with.
But then she was like, I'm black. You know what the case was?
You know, if you say you're black enough, you do kind of start to look black.
She really pulled it off for a while. But, you know, I think of a lot of it was the way she was built. She had like such a big ass. That, like, I think a lot of the black guys didn't even notice she was white. Sort of like the being intimidated by the Yankee pinstripes. Yeah, they just can't see. Yeah,
like, you know what's so you know what's so funny though? Look at how white she started out.
Yeah,
like in the first photo, right there. Go to the first photo, the first one that we saw. It's down in the second row in the middle. But like, that's like me. That's like my skin tone.
Yeah.
To get to where she is now is arduous. I mean, that's so much tanning.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work. What she should have done. If you start out and you've got some real flavor in your skin, like Rudy could tan a fuckload and then maybe try to sell it that she's
she
black.
Could if she like did the hair a certain way and had to start speaking a certain way. If she told me she was black, I'd be like, oh, she must be a little Asian, a little black. She
well,
could pull
you,
it off.
You might not even know what she is. Well, do you know what she is? Exactly.
Chinese?
Yeah. See, no, not even okay. Not even close. Yeah.
Thailand, Vietnam, Laos.
Keep going. So close.
So really try. Are you trying?
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Okay.
I've named almost every Asian country.
Yeah.
Korean.
No.
Oh.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. No, yuck. That's like offended. Wait, let me see. Laos.
Look, he's bringing up the map of Asia.
Thailand. Laos, Thailand. Filipino.
Bing, bang, bing, bing, bang.
You got it.
I should have started with that one. I'm in LA. I should have.
Yeah.
You should have known better.
In New York, we put that in the back because there's like no Filipinos.
I know. They all come here.
Yeah, there's no Filipinos.
Well, this is so much closer.
In they don't have any in New York?
They don't. It's just a lot of mostly Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why it's just
I
like.
I saw. But you know why Rachel was like that though, right?
Why she what?
She's so identifies as a black person.
I watched a documentary.
It's because her parents were super religious, and they adopted a bunch of black kids.
Yeah,
right. And she saw them being like abused and psychologically abused, and she wanted to save them. Right, so she identified with their struggle.
But that was her story, and based on what she did with her life, I don't know if we could take it as truth. Yeah. She's got a little bit of a tendency to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because her parents were like, no, none of that didn't happen. She just kind of said she was black and left.
Yeah. They were against it.
Yeah. They were like,
but that's also because they were probably, you know,
religious.
Crazy racist.
It's also possible that she just had sex with a black guy.
She did. She has three kids.
She was just like, I'm doing this now.
Yeah. This is way more fun.
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
But she could do that as a white girl. Why does she have to be black to do that?
Well, no. It just turns you, dude. It turns you. So if you get fucked that good.
Oh, maybe the black dick was so black.
It was like she put on right. Fucking her to
and
Usher.
The cum changed her skin color.
Changed
a bit.
It. Changed her.
You know what I mean? It was like an internal
gave her melanin.
System.
Yeah. You get melanin from it?
Yeah.
It's possible.
But do you think that if.
That's how good black dick is. That you're like, that's it. I'm going black.
Yeah. You just
I'm
going to
be black.
Yeah.
But do you think a straight guy can be conditioned to like dick?
Yes.
Sorry? Do I think a straight man?
Yeah, well, you were saying earlier, yes. Like, you think that, like...
Oh, he's going back to the thing he's really interested in.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm just going in a circle.
Let's talk more about these dicks.
I'm just going in a circle.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Do you think you can be conditioned to like... And of course you can.
Yeah.
But through what?
Prison is probably a big one.
Yeah.
Dicks on women?
Yeah.
Help?
Yes.
Oh, that's yeah. Like a segue. Your segue.
It's like, riding a bike with training wheels. You're right. Learning.
Right. And then at some point, you got to take them off and just go full dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No tits, full dick.
But do you think that, like, me, I'm fully heterosexual?
Yeah.
Do I think that?
No, I am.
That wasn't convincing. Me, I'm fully heterosexual.
I am, right?
Yeah.
But do you think that I could ever be conditioned to fully only like dick and not
There's
vagina?
Not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
There's not a doubt. There's not
How
a
about you?
Shred of doubt. It would be tough for me because I'm trying to explain it first of all, guys are disgusting to me. Men are gross.
Yeah.
I mean, just awful, disgusting people.
Yeah.
And penises, including my own, are just so awful looking to me. It's just a yucky thing to look. I don't even like looking at I close my eyes.
They're not so yucky to me.
Okay, well, you can be flip-flop.
Same here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, I don't
you guys. You guys want us all to leave?
Yeah.
You guys can do the pod, just you two?
I mean,
They're not yucky to me either.
They're not yucky.
The Kinsey scale. And we tried the Kinsey scale one time on the show, and it did prove.
That was bisexual.
That you were bisexual. Yeah. It did. We literally proved that he was
like
bi.
A quarter bi or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it was like in the
30%.
42%.
I'm 42% bi.
Yeah.
But the Kinsey scale is real. You know, this is like a real scientific scale.
We're all kind of on it.
On a spectrum.
Yeah. I mean, I'm straight. I like women, but there's some vaginas I've seen that have been like.
Looks like a dick.
Yeah. And I've seen, there's some uglier dicks, there's some handsomer dicks. Yeah. So I go with more like case by case basis.
I'd be so intimidated with the whole thing. Getting penetrated scares me. And I just no thank you.
Well, that's not, you know, there's other things that you can do.
Yeah. At some point they're gonna want the butt.
I think we're grooming him.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm being forced. Right.
It doesn't feel right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you like Rudy, but Rudy likes girls and guys.
I like girls and guys.
You like guys more?
Yeah, because I haven't been with a girl, so I don't know.
Yeah. But you're attracted to women?
Yeah.
I think women, it's more flexible.
Yeah,
it's
you know just... why? Because look what they look like, look what we look
yeah,
like.
They're designed
if
to
If you were
good.
A woman, you know what I mean? You'd also be like, well, look at these other pretty things that put themselves together well.
Yeah.
Versus these, you know.
No, I think you have to change your thinking, Andrew. I really do. I think you just have this like stuck, you know, idea about certain things. And
yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, correct.
You
yeah.
should open
yeah.
up your...
I'm not opening up anything for you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Back off with trying to force your dick in and
I'm
on and
around. I'm not doing that at all.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, then you don't want the role.
I guess I got to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure
okay,
that's...
That's interesting. Is there any role...
yeah.
...that I would suck or fuck for?
Yeah. Not fuck, because I know you don't like penetration, right?
No, I don't want that.
But me and Giannis are producers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? And we're...
What studio let you guys know? Right. Sure.
Disney.
Yeah.
We're the new Disney heads.
Yeah.
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 So, and is there anything that we can offer you?
Yeah, so we were looking for someone who just, red hair.
That's me.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Manly, little chorus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just the thing is.
Americana.
Americana.
We love Americana.
With a little edge, a little feisty sports fan.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's a lot that we have about 10 of you to choose from.
Oh, wow.
So you're all great. We love you all. We just want to know.
Well, just tell them what the project is.
Well, okay.
We're basically creating a new superhero.
Yes.
For the Marvel.
Oh, franchise. Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And we're combining a bunch of them in Wolverine. But we're going to combine Wolverine with what?
We're going to combine Wolverine with.
Doesn't know any other superheroes?
No. Wolverine and it's going to be Wolverine and Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's going to be a non-binary.
It's a Marvel TC cross.
Yes. It's a cross.
You mean, because, yeah. you know, the Wonder Woman was very difficult to get because it is DC and we're Marvel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is,
wow.
yeah, it
yeah.
is. Harry's.
Hey.
I love Harry's.
You know why I love Harry's?
Why?
Because my dad taught me that no man should have hairy shoulders. I like to keep hair on my face and not on my shoulders, and I shave my shoulders, baby. My dad taught me how to tie a tie and shave my shoulders.
Speaking of your dad, and with Father's Day right around the corner, there's never a better time to try or share the Harry's experience.
That's incredible, because my dad needs some new shaving. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price, as low as $2 per blade. That's cheap, but their blades aren't cheap. They're designed to stay sharp. In a recent study, guys who shave four times a week said their eighth shave with Harry's blades was as smooth as their first.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. No gimmicks, unnecessary bells and whistles. Their customer satisfaction is the highest in the shaving industry, and there's no risk to try. If you don't like it, it's on them.
It's the best product out there, man.
It's incredible, man. If you're looking for something to shave your face with, Harry's has got it, and they're giving their best offer to our listeners.
New Harry's customers can get a starter set for just $3.
Ah.
Or for a limited time through Father's Day, get free engraving on any premium shave set at harrys.com/badfriends.
There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/badfriends to start your own Harry's journey, or to save a few bucks on a gift for a special dad in your life.
Hello, Tushy! In the podcast studio we have now at my home, and our last one, we have Tushy.
Yeah?
And my butthole, can I say butthole?
You can say butthole.
Yeah, my butthole has never been cleaner, dude.
Now, let me tell you something. I thought about kissing your butthole. Just okay. Giving you a little kiss on your balloon knot.
Uncomfortable.
I wouldn't do it if it weren't for Hello Tushy, because we got that Hello Tushy at the house.
Yeah.
My man, your bum is clean.
Tushy, the modern bidet company, is celebrating National 6-9 Day, June 9th, by offering Tushy Classic Bidets for $69 when you purchase two or more.
That's pretty incredible. On June 9th, Tushy will be offering their classic modern bidet attachments for only $69. That's their biggest sale of the year. 6-9 Day is Tushy's biggest sale of the year, so do not miss out on 30% off.
It's better for the environment.
Way
right?
better.
You get a cleaner butthole.
Way cleaner.
It's so easy to install. I installed mine at my own home
by
myself.
You did ours, and you did it at the studio, yeah. Which was shocking to me that you were able to put that together. But I got to tell you,
yeah.
There's no plumbing needed. You don't switch anything out. Yeah. You don't need to do any MacGyvering around there. When we say anybody can put this shit
great
together,
show.
we mean it. It really was.
Yeah.
They figured out 69ing in the 80s. They can do it with this too. Hello Tushy 3.0 attaches to your existing toilet with no electricity, no extra plumbing, or tech support, FaceTimes. Cut toilet paper use by 80%. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in a few months.
Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Your partner already got a Hello Tushy on their pot? Blow them away with an upgrade to the new Hello Tushy 3.0. If he's new to the revolution, have him join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now for a clean butt with every flush.
Give the gift of a clean butt on June 9th. Go to HelloTushy.com/badfriends and enter the promo code 6-9 to get 30% off. Once again, that's HelloTushy.com/badfriends. Enter the promo code 6-9. HelloTushy.com/badfriends.
I don't read comic books.
It's a Wolverine Wonder Woman.
It's a Wonder Woman. It's a cross.
Right. Oh. Very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Contractually.
Yeah. Listen, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have another superhero, which is Spider-Person. People, you will no longer say man.
Yeah, it's a non-binary. Okay. It's a non-binary superhero movie.
Yeah.
Do I still shoot webs, or what do I
yeah.
shoot?
Yeah. But not out of your wrist.
Not out of your wrist.
Oh, where is it out of?
It's out of something else, and it's now.
Yeah, it's very now.
We want to see it before the movie. That's the thing we brought you in for, is because we want to see how you shoot your web.
Oh.
So, and we can help you. We can help you do it.
Yeah. In fact, you know... Yannis and I, we really want to help you train.
We want to help you train
because we have the movements. Any you know the web thing? Like, very good point.
We like you.
Yeah, we do.
Wait a minute. Do I have the role?
Do you want it? Is the question.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I do want the role.
What is it? Andrew Santorum? Andrew Santino. Do you want the role?
Wait, this isn't Rick Santorum?
No, it's not.
I do want the role.
You want the role.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to get the role? I feel like it's done, right?
Well, we need to see you shoot your web.
Yeah, shoot your web because there's a spider person in it in combination with Wonder Woman and Wolverine, right? It's Wonder Wolva Spider.
Wonder Wolva Spider-Man?
Yes. Wonder Wolva Spider. And
Wonder Wolva Spider person?
The web's going to be shot out of your private area?
Yes. Yes. We don't call it's not. Spider person doesn't have a penis.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh.
It's not.
Yeah, there's no gender.
But I have a penis.
No, well, no.
It's an opening.
No, it's a cis. It's a cis. It's. It's nondescript, non-binary, cis-pole.
Yeah. I mean, it does protrude out of the area.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
There is like a head region.
When it protrudes, when it gets hard,
yeah.
You say, I'm sorry. You apologize for
okay.
Encroaching on people's faces, a little aggro.
Got it. Yeah,
so there's a lot of apologizing while you're doing that. Okay?
Yeah.
But your power does come from there, and that's where you shoot.
And here's the deal, okay? This is interesting, right? Because when the web comes out, right, it devastates people from the inside. So you have to, the web has to go inside the body.
Yeah.
We'll have our mouths open.
Yes.
So. Right? Because it goes in and it destroys the organ.
So that's your addition. Your addition. Will you fuck us? For this role.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, $100 million guaranteed.
Star. We're going to make you a star.
Does it have to be both, or can I just pick one?
Well, you could do either one of us, but I definitely, if you pick Giannis, I definitely have to be there to watch.
Well, we'd prefer if you just did a little dipping in both.
Yeah. Because we're both, you know.
Yeah, we're talking star, Andrew. This is what you dream for. This is what you moved out here for.
Yeah.
Right? Do you want this?
I want my name in lights.
There we go.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
Get the NDA forms ready.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to be a star.
Yes, that's
right. You are.
Hold on a second. I open the door. Tony Hinchcliffe, you can go home. Because he was. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was your backup.
He was?
Yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe was your backup. Yeah.
That's probably happened.
Yeah, that probably happened.
Pulled out the NDAs and said, okay, you got the role.
I mean,
congratulations.
So many times.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Did you forget that Wonder Woman was DC?
Yeah, I was not aware of that. Yeah.
He's not into that shit.
Yeah, he does.
No, he's not.
You know the difference between DC and Marvel, right?
I don't.
All right.
I like how you said, yes, he is.
Superman. What is it, Marvel or DC? Just Superman.
I would be guessing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Marvel.
No. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Batman.
DC. I'm just guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But I'm guessing. I didn't know that there was an affiliation with
Iron Man.
What is DC and Marvel?
DC Comics and Marvel. They're just two
competing companies.
It's Nike and Reebok. Pepsi
and Coke.
I was into that.
I was into Barbies as a kid.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's I know that's Mattel.
No, we know you know that.
He's in a dress and Barbies. Why is we guys?
No. We think that's.
I'm not judging you guys.
No, we're not judging.
No, it's just shocking that you would not know the difference between the two. That's
I was doing straight stuff.
I'm just saying, it's a huge thing in our pop culture.
Well,
you're not even from here, right? You're from the Philippines, right?
I thought she was your niece.
Some questions, all right?
I thought she was your niece.
Right?
It's Kalila's niece. Niece by proxy.
Yeah. Let's see, X-Men,
Marvel.
Yes. Fantastic Four.
Marvel.
Yeah.
Spider-Person.
Marvel.
Yes.
The Flash.
DC.
Says she knows.
Yeah.
Daredevil. Black Panther.
Marvel.
No, BET.
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 Yeah.
Source Magazine.
Five mics, baby. That is interesting to think that, I guess... I'm not a big comic book guy, but I do know that stuff.
Yeah, we're sports guys.
Did you watch Star Wars?
No. A little. I watched the first one, and I lost interest. Same. I was a weird guy. I was like into like adult movies when I was a kid. Like, I was into like
Serpico.
Like Serpico, Woody Allen movies.
All right. Even as a kid, I was a Star Wars guy. Were you? You never saw Star Wars.
You know this about me. You know I've never seen a Harry Potter.
Star Wars when you were a kid, like New Hope.
I've seen Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back. Return of the Jedi.
I've seen them in pieces over the years. Yeah. I didn't go to the theater to watch those things.
But you know the story.
I know all of it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the story of Star Wars?
Loosely.
What do you mean? Like
Loosely's not in the movie.
Yeah.
Loosely's not.
Like,
no,
she's okay.
Not
in the
movie. Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker,
right? Who's his sister?
Princess Leia.
Well, that's common knowledge.
Tell me the story like a real New York scumbag would say.
All right, so what happens is, right?
Yeah.
Fucking this guy, he doesn't know his father's. And his father turns out to be like a fucking crackhead on the fucking corner who's actually selling him the fucking crack. And then he goes, hey, guy, fucking come over on this side and fucking make some money. But he goes, my mom rose me right.
She rolls me up right. I'm trying to get a fucking union job. I'm doing good. He goes, no, come over here. There's good fucking money over here. You want? We pay cash. Yeah. And he goes, I can't fucking do that. I got to kill you because you're driving down the property value. It's blocked by fucking selling drugs on the corner. So he decides to fucking kill his father. Yeah. And then he fucks his sister, who he doesn't know is his fucking sister. And then some fucking carpenter who got a job as an actor because fucking Steven Spielberg made him suck his dick. Is
you
another
know that.
Guy. Yeah, I didn't know yeah. that. He's another guy that's in there. Yeah. I don't know what Han Solo does. I don't know. That's my extent of Star Wars. Like, I don't know what his deal is. I don't know where he comes
from. He was a smuggler, right? Yeah. He just, by chance, ran into Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker at Mos Eisley, the bar, right? And because he was in Mos Eisley...
Aren't you... Oh, 50? How do you know all this shit?
I just know about Star Wars.
No, he's the generation that knows this the most.
Yeah, right. In the
Star
70s.
Star Wars came out in the 70s.
In 1977, I was 7 or 8 years old. That all the kids wore the clothing and
all the
toys.
Geeks. Yeah, I was like...
You were born right after the war, right?
Korean War.
Vietnam or Korean?
Which war were you born after?
Vietnam.
Wait, you're not World War II?
No, man.
When the boys came home?
No, because I knew that I was about the Vietnam Wars because the kids at school would go, if I'd show up at the play yard, they'd go, Charlie!
Oh, man, that's bad.
And they would hide and stuff and throw rocks.
Were you born in 69?
71.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that hurt? Did that type of racism hurt?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. They would go, Charlie, and then, okay, you're going to wear this rice paddy hat, okay?
But let me ask you this question. Yeah.
You wore it, though.
If you were really good friends with those guys, would it hurt as much or would it be more funny?
No, I was never good friends with them. They would just do things.
These are just bullies.
Right. They just bully me.
But your friends would make fun of you together.
Yeah, if your friends did that, would it be okay?
No.
It's never okay.
They would do it.
Oh.
And I would accept it.
Right.
Yeah, I was like one of those guys who goes, okay, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd be out there, you know what I mean? And they'd throw rocks. I'd be bleeding.
That's not fun.
Yeah, they're Charlie, bleeding, right? You're right. And you know what I mean? And they would just keep doing it. And I'd have to carry the rice around and cook the rice. And
I guess I need to start carrying
like,
rocks.
$2, suck my dick. Right? $2, fucky, right? And I'd be like, oh.
Love you long time. They make you say, love you long time, love you long time. Yeah. That's bad.
It's was very terrible. Mean. He was mistreated for so long.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
So, Jan, when are you going back to New York tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So you came here because we wanted to help you.
Yes.
Because we think you're one of the funniest guys in the world.
Thank you.
And you have a special coming out.
Special's out. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out.
It's called Mom Love.
It's called Mom Love. It's out. It's on YouTube right now.
Bring up the vid. Can you bring up the screenshot of what it looks like? The title card there, so we can just throw it up on the image. We obviously can't watch it. We don't want to watch it live on the show because.
Then you guys wouldn't be laughing, and they go, okay, why am I going to watch
it? There it is. Mom Love, my guy. And you shot it at?
Comedy on State.
This Comedy on State,
Wisconsin,
baby.
Wisconsin, Madison.
One of the greatest comedy clubs in the entire fucking world.
I love that club.
Couldn't recommend it enough to people.
Owned by Greek girls, did the best.
I love that club.
Yeah.
They genuinely, that family.
They do the best.
Has been so good to me over the years. And whenever I go, they treat me better than any fuck. I mean, look, it's also because they have a family relationship. A lot of clubs aren't owned like that anymore. But what those chicks do, I went out on the boat with them. Me and O'Connor went out on the boat and had like one of the best days out in that fucking lake. That
what about club, Nick from Hilarities?
The best. I was
one
just
of the
there.
Best.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
of the best.
One of the best.
Is Nick taking you out on boats?
But he got me a bat. I know he got you guys. He gets everyone a bat.
Yeah, he gets me shit.
Yeah.
I never played Hilarities.
Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Where is it?
Cleveland.
No.
That's weird.
It's one of the best clubs in America. It's like a Denver Comedy Works and a Comedy on A Street. Yeah, it's like that good.
You haven't been there?
I don't think so. If I have, I don't remember. I'm dead serious. I don't think so.
You should.
I played so many different cities, but I just don't remember. I don't know. I know I've never done Hilarities.
Wow.
And if I did, I don't remember.
Well, that's interesting. There's a lot of clubs I never played that everyone plays, and I always feel hurt by it because they never ask.
I don't give a fuck at all.
You don't?
I would love to.
Do you care about shit like that?
No, not really.
What's it? I'll go. I would go if they asked me, but it's also like sometimes you get offers to do stuff and you're like, I can't that week. And then they're like, well, we'll come back around to you. And you're like, I already have 7 other dates. It gets harder and harder where you're like, I can't just do it.
Especially now. I think it matters less now. But it's great when you go there and they treat you well and it's a great club and
They do the right things. And Comedy on State does that. Mm. They make a menu for you with like things from your jokes or whatever. Like they put a lot of effort in. Their green room is incredible. It's like a,
it's not even, it's an apartment.
It's an apartment.
It's a full fucking apartment.
And the room is just gorgeous. Right. It's done. They just do it so well.
Yeah.
And it's like, It makes other clubs, you go, you're looking at the other clubs going like, why don't you just put a little effort into it, man? Why don't you just...
Because a lot of times now, not to get too inside baseball for people that don't give a fuck, but everything is at Chili's now. Yeah. You're at a fucking... You're basically at a Whataburger. Yeah. You're at a fucking local food and chop shop, and that's fine. It's
you're
a business.
You're at a Trader Joe's. You're at a regional Trader Joe's.
I'm going to talk shit about a club. It's just brought up.
Do it.
An issue.
Yes!
Yeah. It just brought up an issue.
Go!
Hartford Funny Bone.
Oh my God! That's right. Yeah.
Have I ever
played a
there?
Weekend there?
Have I done that?
And then Sunday night,
Hartford Funny.
The manager comes. Over, oh yeah, I just didn't meet you. I'm meeting you now. Here's a check.
Yeah.
And
how long ago was this?
This is probably 8 years ago. After he did that, I was like, oh, I'll never play your room again. Yeah. That's so disrespectful.
Is it in a mall?
I don't remember. It was like
it
a mini
is
mall.
In a mall.
Yeah.
It is in a mall.
Yeah.
I
don't give a fuck. Here's another one. Virginia Beach Funny Bone. I did great numbers. They're like, he's too edgy.
Yeah.
And never had me back.
Hartford Funny
Bone.
Go
fuck yourself.
Fuck them, yeah. You can say that now.
Please book me
again. I'm actually happy that you're here and you're alive and you're awake from a Florida trip. That you flew across the country and you're here on time and you've contributed so much to the show like you always do. You're my boyfriend, my lover, my king, my prince. Meanwhile, you have given me nothing. You haven't interjected tonight. You haven't jumped on anything. What's going on in your world?
She's still thinking about Owen Gray right now.
Yeah. You're graying out. You're grayed out right now?
Oh, I come home. Guess what's in the house?
A new fucking animal?
Yeah.
You got another fucking dog?
A puppy.
You scumbag. What'd you call it?
Inky, because it's black.
Oh, boy. We're teetering on... It's called Inky?
Yeah.
Because it's black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What, do we got a photo of it here on your fucking story or your feed?
It's Lil Inky.
Lil Inky, the album coming soon.
Yeah. Inky is here.
What kind of dog is it?
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
You guys like pits a lot. You guys always have some variation
but this
of pit.
Dog. I didn't want to meet him. I sat down while Kalei was taking a shower, and the dog jumped on my lap and fell asleep.
Oh, where'd you get it from?
And I started drooling.
From a rescue.
From a rescue.
Yeah.
How many dogs are in the house now? Four.
Five.
Five. Well, one of them's gonna go soon.
Which one? I know.
Yeah. You win some,
and
you lose some.
She's going out of the country now, next week.
Where are you going?
Back home.
She hasn't been to the Philippines in 3 years, right? How long?
3 years.
How long are you going to stay for?
Just 2 weeks.
That's what you think.
Yeah, you think you think...
I want to go back!
We're calling some people.
You want to come back here?
Yeah!
Nah. I think you're staying over there.
We're calling immigration.
I'll see what I can do.
We got fucking immigration on speed dial.
I'll see what I can do.
I haven't done anything wrong.
I know.
I don't know about that.
But we can say things too.
Yeah, we can lie.
Yeah.
So you better start fucking treating him a little bit better around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you be bummed if you went to the Philippines and then you went and they said you're not longer
you can't
to
go
come back.
Back?
Yeah, I'd be sad.
Would you try to get here anyway?
Yeah.
Boats.
What you mean? Sneak in?
Yeah.
Yeah. She should just marry a guy here, right? Can you get in that way?
Yeah, but look, he just Andres just went through that. He's now an American citizen.
He married a guy?
Well, he married a guy here. Yeah. He married a guy that's a citizen here. But what is it? How long do you have to be married so it's keep the citizenship?
5 years.
5 years.
Where's he from?
España.
Spain.
And he's one of the bad boy ones. You could tell by looking at this guy, he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Look at he's unbuttoned a little bit, got that floral underneath.
Yeah. He runs with the Bulls.
Oh yeah, he's a bad boy.
You guys do any hiring from America?
Not really.
Not really.
You got to get a visa for everyone who works in this podcast.
Well, here's why we hire these people. We can kind of hold this over their head all the time.
I like right. it.
We'll
yeah.
send you back at any given moment.
I like that.
So, you know, you want to, but Fancy now is an American citizen, so we actually respect him. Tell him, man.
We can give you Carlos if you need
We can still take Carlos. Yeah, we can still do whatever we want with Carlos.
Right.
He's also Mexican, and you know, that's, you know, that whole thing.
You're Mexican?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What does deep state mean?
Deep state means...
Let's let that one sit for a second. That's the cutest question you've ever asked in my entire
because
life.
I
Where did you hear it? Who said
because
that?
Because I was just at LAX, and I was getting my bags, and I was like,
what?
What's so funny?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, just that you came up with deep state at LAX. Sounds like some sort of conspiracy
okay.
happening.
Which is exactly
I've heard it before, but I was sitting there trying to get my bags, and there was a guy with a, you know, a hat that has...
That's a deep state on it?
No, no, it has a forest on it. You know, it's like a forest?
Keep going.
Okay.
I don't know where this is so far.
He's wearing a forest hat. Looks like a forest, uh-huh. Right? He's wearing foresty kind of gear.
You mean he's wearing like outdoorsy gear?
Yeah, but okay. Like they blend into the forest.
Camo.
You mean camouflage?
That's what I call it.
Okay, yeah. It was an easy way to get there.
No. It's not camouflage because camouflage I equate to like, you know.
Military.
Military. Right. This is more
it's
duck
like a
hunting.
Deer hunting hat.
Duck hunting.
Duck hunting
hat. You know what?
What?
I'm on your same line. I understand.
Thank
agree
you so much.
Correct.
So that's why I call it a forest hat.
Yeah, but it is right? Still camouflage. Go ahead.
So a guy who clearly votes Democrat. No.
Well, that's where I was like. He's like, Bobby Lee, right? And I go, yeah. And he goes, big fan. I was, thank you. He's a Marine.
Yeah.
Right? He just retired.
So he is military.
Not anymore, though.
Twists and turns of this are insane.
Oh, by the way, just real quick.
Semper Fi, once you're...
I understand why military gets to go on the plane before me, because I'm first class. But what have kids ever done?
Sorry?
Why do kids get to go on first? They haven't done nothing.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Nowadays, they survive shootings.
Oh, because when they load up
they're
those
heroes.
Little pieces
they're
of hero. Shit, when they load up those little assholes on the plane,
yeah,
get those fuckers settled in before I get on the
good
fucking
point.
Plane.
Yeah.
I don't like when people are banging around their fucking kid through the aisle.
So he was telling me about, you got to be careful about your phone, man. I go, why? Because they can read facial expressions and the government takes notes.
Yeah, it's called Face ID. I said yes to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what I mean? They everything's, you know, they know your movements, this and that, and mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All this stuff. And he's like, it's the deep state. And I go, how deep?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it means. Like, what state's so deep?
It's like 40 or 50 feet.
Yeah. It's I mean, is it canyons? Or I don't know what the fuck it meant, right?
Those guys think that the government likes just watching you. Like, I don't even like watching me all day.
No.
Imagine there's some guy sitting there watching me live my life.
Well, that's what's so funny.
It's
like,
boring.
This is kind of the same.
But people think that they're so important that, like, they're Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about you.
No.
But that's funny. This is kind of the same argument when somebody's like, you know, with this fucking gun law stuff is all back again with guns and stuff. And whatever you feel about it, the funniest response I ever hear is when someone's like, you need your guns to protect yourself. If somebody comes to your house, if like the government comes to your house, you know, and tries to take over, you'll have a fighting chance. Do you really think you could fuck with the military if they came to your fucking knocked on your door?
No.
Nah. You're gone, buddy.
Depends how what level of jiu-jitsu you have.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah.
So you're saying the deep state is a government agency that we're not privy to?
No.
What is the deep state? Explain it to
me. It's a conspiratorial theory that there is a...
Yeah.
Let him have it. This is
like
Giannis.
Nothing came up, but yeah, go ahead.
This is Giannis's field.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is listen to any Tim Dillon episode and you'll get an explanation of it.
Okay.
Or like a Joe Rogan. Yeah, it's like a, what is it, like a collaboration between... you know, corporations and the state at like a clandestine level. So you don't know about it. So there's some things have been found to be true, right? Like the government was, you know, Facebook and the government were kind of giving our data. There was a collaboration going on.
It's stuff you already know.
Snowden revealed that there was some deep state stuff going on. Things can be deep state.
Basically what it is like there's no branch of government that is this isn't like a official thing. It's an unofficial theory that has been proven true in certain ways that the government is fucking working in conjunction with major corporations, major fucking...
But haven't they, like, Iran-Contra, the Iran-Contra, where they were selling, you know what I mean, our weapons to free the hostages, you know what I mean, secretly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But that's real.
That was real.
That's
real. We were giving them weapons in exchange for hostages.
Right, but that was secret, right?
Yes.
So that it wasn't out there like, until we found out about it and became a big deal, right?
Yeah, that's some deep state
is
shit,
is that
I
deep
guess.
State?
I guess that's
it is
deep state
some
shit.
Deep state shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Usually deep state shit is more like... you know, it's a lot of conspiracy theory based
spy
stuff.
Spy shit. Let's like
they're watching
Bobby Lee. You're deep state. You're you know you're secretly working for the government and you're trying to out Andrew Santino as.
Here you go. Yeah, look, the United States Department of Justice was part of the deep state because they didn't prosecute Huma Abedin or James Comey.
That's Trump's theory.
Yeah. Trump's theory is that. So I'm saying, like, it's a lot of theorized versions of what the deep state is protecting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there like a deep state in Hollywood? Black. You think there's like a secret?
There's a cabal?
That's my favorite. Yeah. Is there what a is deep that? State in Hollywood? Snus.
Snus.
What is it?
Snus.
Can I have some?
Wacky
tobacco. Yeah, you want one?
What's a snus?
Will you put it in, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can swallow. You don't have to spit either. Spit.
But is it chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to spit. It's Swedish.
Yeah, give me some.
Yeah.
Swedish.
Yeah.
And you don't have to spit. You can swallow it.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, man.
Put it right in there. No. And then put it in. Don't swallow it.
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Bro, look. Yeah, I have pouches.
Oh, there you
no, go. But you have to spit the pouch. You don't have to spit any of that.
I swallow
stuff.
These too, baby.
You're not supposed to swallow.
Stomach cancer, dog.
Yeah.
You gotta get them all.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon, get them all. Throat.
Wait, uh-huh. You really swallow the chewing?
No, man, I spit it. No,
okay. Well, these are better. You don't have to spit.
Where do you get these at?
You have to find them. You know, certain stores have them, certain don't. But like the Swedish figured out a way to, like, I don't know, pasteurize it so you don't have to spit.
Yeah, because you pass it through. That stuff will fucking, you swallow Copenhagen.
Gives me a stomach ache.
Yeah.
I'm putting another one in.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Throw one in there.
I'm not
going to
let you snooze alone.
We jumped over it real fast, but let's get back real quickly.
To what?
Giannis does have a new special coming out.
Yeah, Mom Love.
Mom Love, please watch it, you guys. It's on the tubes of the U's. Please support my guy. What are we talking right now? How long has it been up? A week, right?
It's been up about 6 days, I believe.
6 days, Mom Love. Giannis Pappas. Go watch the guy. How many views are we talking right now? Because we're going to want to amp the viewership of this up.
I think
up.
We're at six figs.
Dude, come on. 137. We're getting this way higher than that.
Thank you. And
all
thank
of our friends,
guys.
Please watch this show.
Do you get money from that?
No. This is just, it costs a share. That's my marketing line. It costs a share.
Uh-huh.
So if you watch it, just share it. Text it to your friends.
Right.
Share it on your profiles. Just get it out there.
Just push it around,
yeah,
baby.
Just push it out there.
Right.
Push it around.
Yeah.
I'm going to push it.
Push it
I love
real
this guy,
good.
Man.
Giannis is one of the good ones, as they say. One of the good Greeks.
Like I swear to God, dude, if I was stranded in New York,
yeah.
There's not a lot of guys I could call to help me.
Yeah, I
think you'd be one of them.
I wouldn't because I don't need you there. I need you here.
He needs you here.
So I wouldn't pick up.
He wouldn't
I'm not gonna hang out with you.
No.
No. What?
No, he's got a family.
If I was in trouble, you wouldn't help me?
Well, what do I get out of it?
No, but for real, you wouldn't?
No, of course I would.
Yeah.
Who would you really call first? Who'd be your first call in New York?
In New York?
Call me, I'll help you. I swear to God, I'm a good person.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I wouldn't call.
Yeah.
Schultz.
Why?
I don't think he would help me.
Yes, he would.
He might.
Yeah, he would.
He might.
He'd make
he
you,
might.
Yeah. He might make you podcast about it. But.
Yeah. You would definitely, I think.
I'll help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
And I got the time, too. I'll be available.
Yeah.
Schultz would be busy.
DeStefano, probably not.
He's not going to help you.
No chance.
No.
He'll help. He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's on Staten Island, though, now.
Over the bridge. It depends on where you are.
Yeah. You're stuck in Manhattan. He's not coming.
Yeah.
You know who I would help me, but I don't want his help?
Who?
Godfrey.
Yeah, because right. You got to listen to a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
You should call up Normand.
Hey.
You think
he
would help me?
Hey, Bob, I heard
you. I think Mark would not.
I heard you're stuck, Bobby. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Don't move.
You know Ari would.
You're gay.
Yeah, Ari would.
Yeah, if he wasn't in Bangladesh, this motherfucker is around the world every time I turn around. I'm like, where are you right now? He's like, I'm in the Andes. That dude, nobody travels like he does on a whim. On a fucking whim, that guy will disappear and just travel the world.
Yeah.
He had a flip phone. Flip phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking, that guy's bonkers.
Are you excited about
what?
Top Gun Maverick?
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. God bless. God bless America.
Are you going to watch it, really?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't miss that for the fucking world.
Is his wingman in the movie, too? What was his name?
No, he dies.
Goose is dead.
Goose is dead. Yeah. 97%.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I saw a preview for the Bob's Burgers movie, and I thought...
Yeah.
How does Tom Cruise still look so good?
Baby blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Sure.
He's drinking
something. Cabal, if you're talking about... That's Xenu Cabal.
Xenu,
the alien shit?
Well, he's top dog over there at Scientology. I mean, look at his face. He's still got a nice face right there on the man. So a good friend of mine was on in Cannes, and they did part of the, you know, like the flyover premiere there where they had the jets and shit with the red, white, and blue. And he came in on a fucking helicopter, this fucking king. He's the last movie star we got, buddy.
He is, right?
That's it. Yeah. He's done. Dude, this is it. It's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really... And you know what was classy when the guy squirted with the... Did you ever see that?
Huh?
Where he's like, yes. He's at the press, right line, right? And some guy squirts him with a squirt gun. And he was going to snap. You could tell that, because that would piss me off. He's wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
But he just grabs him and goes, why did you do that, man?
Yeah.
Huh? I was being nice and I came up to you and you squirted me a thing. Why'd you do that, man? That was wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what happened? What? That guy's career ended abruptly. The guy was never heard from ever again.
Yeah.
You know how great
you don't fucking squirt the king.
You don't squirt the king. You don't squirt him in a fucking face.
Look at that. Look at that.
Please watch Jan's special right now on YouTube.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Yanni. Why don't you take us out? Why don't you tell the camera, thank you for being a bad friend?
Thank you for being a bad friend, guys. Just continue. Don't answer anyone's calls who calls you. Make them text and forget all your friends' birthdays.
Do you know what's crazy? What? Watching you wolf down In-N-Out in front of everyone.
Yeah.
It's
a spectacle.
You're tough to watch eating.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
You're bad at eating.
Yeah, you should see me eat pussy. It's messy.
Cut over here and like it over here. Let me get a bird's eye view.
Hit
you're
me hard.
Stupid.
I'm
a stupid man.
I'm a stupid person.
Yeah, you're not a smart guy.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. All right.